Second pattern is a pattern of language. Now, language is an interesting thing. There are two distinctions here. One distinction I call TV. TV stands for transformational vocabulary. There are certain words, as I said earlier, that will magnify human emotion and certain words that will lower the intensity of human emotion. So you just got to notice which words. If you say to somebody something like, you know, I really like you a lot, that gives a different experience than if you say, I love you. That's a very different experience than if you said something even more colorful. Transformational vocabulary means there are certain words that just by changing a word, you change your states. Like, have you ever heard someone listen to a speaker that just listening to them, like, moved you or inspired you, like maybe a Martin Luther King or a John F. Kennedy or somebody of that nature? How many remember somebody like that? Say, I. Well, they moved you with just words and words that have a vocal quality probably attached to it. But guess who's moving you every day with words? You are. But the problem is most of you aren't noticing the key words that either make you depressed or make you excited. Now, sometimes we put a group of words together and we start developing a belief system, but the way we develop it is we incant it. Most of the things you believe started as what I call incantations. What's an incantation? An incantation is like when you say something again and again and again with emotional intensities. It's not like an affirmation. You can go, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. Still not feel happy. That's an affirmation. What turns an affirmation into an incantation is when your entire physiology is involved. Because then what it does, it sends different signals to your nervous system that you mean it when you say something. Like you can say to somebody something like, I love you. Or you can say, I love you. Or you can say, I love you. And you're sending a different message, right, to the body by the way you incanted it. It's not just the word. So an incantation is when you say a phrase again and again with enough physiology, emotional intensity, that it wires your brain. It's like, ever had this experience? Somebody says, hey, could you get me the salt? And you think to yourself, I don't know what the salt is, right? And so you say, I don't know where the salt is. And they say, well, it's just in the kitchen. You've been there. It's on the second shelf. I don't know where it is. Come on, just go get it. I don't know where the salt is. Come on, go get it yourself. I don't know where it is. Go get it. Fine, I don't know where the salt is. I don't know where the salt is. I can't find the salt. I can't find the salt. You open up, I can't find the salt. You look, I can't find the salt. It's not here. It's on the second shelf. Can't find the salt. Can't find the salt. Can't find it. I can't find the salt. They walk in, stand right next to you, reach right in front of your face and go, what is this? How many have had one of these experiences? Say, I. Now, did your eyes see the salt? Yes. But your brain did not allow you to perceive the salt because you incanted 20 times. You couldn't find it, and your brain doesn't want to make you turn you into a liar. Okay? And we do this to ourselves all the time. Right? In psychology, there's a term for it. We call it a scotoma, a blind spot. Where you ever talk to somebody and like you're using light, they can't even see it. It's like right there in their face, and it's an idea because they've been incanting it forever. So people come to me, Mr. Robbins, I just can't figure out what I want for my life. I can't figure out what I want. I don't know what I want. I can't figure out what I want. Why do you think I can't figure out what I want? Maybe because you just said 12 times I can't figure it out with total emotional intensity. Maybe a clue. Okay? You have to be careful about your incantations. Okay? Now, so language, there's certain phrases we use, there's certain words we use that lock us into those states. They're like hypnosis. Like, remember in the, you know, you read mythology or the times of King Arthur and, you know, Merlin the magician would come along and he would incant these phrases over and over again, right? And what happened? He turned a frog into a prince or a prince into a frog. Well, that's what we're doing to ourselves all the time. So we got to be smart and start noticing those triggers. And those phrases put you in those states. It's not what happened. It's what you're doing with your body, and it's what you're incanting or the words you're using.